we're learning the inyan that a dover hamamid is not batal. So what does that mean? So that means that if you have a piece of the stomach of an animal and it's nevelo, a trefa, that's so also machmas atzmo, even and you put it in a vat and there's 60 times milk that there is of this piece of stomach, so it won't be batal. Because dover hamamid is not batal. But if it's just a piece of kosher stomach, the kosher animal, the stomach of a kosher animal, so then it's batal b'shishim. Then the regular dinim of shishim. If you don't have shishim, then it'll be batal b'cholof. But you don't say a dover hamamid ain't a batal by a kosher animal. Because in theory, you could have said it even by a kosher animal, right? And say it's also mamid. And therefore, you would never be able to make cheese from a stomach of an animal because it would be dover hamamid. And dover hamamid is not batal. But we hold the halacha that dover hamamid ain't a batal is only if it's the mamid is a dover osur machmas atzmo. So therefore, we hold you could take a kosher animal that's not an available trefa and take the stomach and put it in the milk, and that would be okay. So yeah, but this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now we discussed the Truvas Rabbi Kiv Eger that how are you allowed to do that lechatchila, because there's a concept of, in other words, by a kosher stomach, it's good if they're shishim, but then we hold aim of atlanis and lechatchila, so then that was the whole Shuvas Rabbi Kiv Eger, the whole discussion with Orach HaShulchan, etc. So we took care of that in any way that we could. Now, parenthetically, I don't want to confuse everybody, but there are some Rishonim that hold that you say a dover mamid even by a kosher animal. And then if that would be the case, then you wouldn't be able to just take. Now, who are these Rishonim? So, you have the Meiri here on page 6. You know, the Meiri packet supplement to 7 and 8. Packet supplement. The supplement. The Meiri, you know, is usually not in the halakhic process. You know, like, we don't usually paskin from Meiris. I always used to think that, you know, because the Beis Yosef didn't have the Meiri. So, the Meiri was just discovered. When was it discovered? Like, it was Rishon, but we didn't have the Ksavim. So, what, 50, 60 years ago, they found it somewhere? The Ksavim and the Meiri. That's why one day I was learning here in the Beis Medrash. I was in the Kol Elyon at the time. We were learning Hilchas Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzos, Hilchas Stam. And then all of a sudden, one day, the Beis Yosef quotes a Meiri. My whole life I thought that Beis Yosef never had a Meiri. But apparently, you know, if you have a set of Meiri, it's like 20 volumes, and then there's a Sefer, like five-page Sefer called Kiryas Sefer and Hilchas Stam, and apparently that he had, those five pages he had, and so he quotes in Hilchas Stam, halachas of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos about the Osios and things like that, that the Beis Yosef had, but But, so that's why, in general, his shita in terms of psach halacha is not, you know, so instrumental. But he does quote interesting things. He says, "Yesh omrim shadin kein af b'shchuta," that the din of dover mamid ain't a batel, is even by a kosher animal. She'ein shemamid sarach tam. Why does it always speak about nevela in the Gemara? Because that was the norm. Lo dibru b'nevela el behove. Because what do the goyim have? You're getting cheese from a goyim. What do the goyim have? Nevelas. They don't have. So ain't these of goyim shchuta. Mikol mokum chachmei have you shown him shebekadmona in a perishu she'ein isem b'gvinas a goyim b'tam basa b'cholof. But the other Rishonim say no. That they don't have. It's only did of Dover Mavineda Batel by Treif for Nevela. So, who is this? Who are these Shitas that are Machmir? Who are these Shitas that are Machmir? So he says. You look in the footnote, he quotes you the Beis Yosef, maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham. So let's look at Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is a classic sefer in Halacha. You know, even though we don't follow Miri's, but the Miri here is just quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it's quoted in the Beis Yosef. So this is like, this is heavy stuff. Page 11. I told you the story of Rabbeinu Yerucham. What's the sefer called, Rabbeinu Yerucham? Told us on the Mechava. That's the official name of the Sefer. That's a good idea to know. Where did I learn that from? Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum. Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum, I told you about him?
Librarian.
He was the librarian here in YU from 1948 to 1998. So the thing in YU is, if you're not here anymore, you've forgotten, except for the Rav, maybe. But you know, so people don't know history here. He was here for 50 years, 5-0. He was a big bucky, tremendous, Tam Chacham. He was from Warsaw. He knew the PSS, people talk about PSS, the Ish Kodesh, and this. But they never knew him. He was there. He was there in the mikvah, when the Ish Kodesh was there. You know. So I was once looking in the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the library, so I didn't know where to find the call number. So he said, look on the Tuf. Because it's told us on the Mechava. He took all the Torah and he made it into two parts. The Nashim things, he calls them Mechava, part of Halacha, and the other part of Halacha. And so part of the Rabbeinu Yerucham is in the Adam section, and part of it is in the Mechava section. Right. So Rabbeinu Yerucham. So, but if you want to find the official name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, is Sefer told us Adam Rechava. That's a good idea to know. So he quotes here, and there's some Masorah that you're not supposed to reprint the Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's like some things will happen if you. That's why. Yeah, people were very, very hesitant to print it, reprint it, even though I think today people have done it. But that's why you keep it in the Rashi script. And it told us that's part of the mystique here. It told us all the Mechava. So it says, Dina keva v'ora l'hamid ba'agvina or keva fashit osir bein mikshere bein minvela. Bein mikshere, bein minavela. You see that? L'divei akol, shehu basa b'chol. V'imhebi bo tomu kfeil armach lomar nukne goi, v'tomim bo basa asur o b'shishim yimein kfeil. V'yesh mishkos v'ramah m'gvinas lo ba. So he says, so there he says it's bata. But then he says, so that's not the famous piece. But he says, v'yesh mishkos v'ramah m'gvinas lo bata. Iker. So he says there are shittas that say that it's also bein mishir bein avela. So the first thing he's saying is what? That or keva pasha the osir bein miksher bein minavela devei akol shubasa b'cholov. Vimhebi b'otomo feil armo v'manachtam goy v'tomo b'tam basar osir. So therefore it would be but then it would be batal b'shishim. But then he says mi shechosur shamamid hagvina lo batal, the mamid is never batal. The mamid is never bottle. So that means that you would never be able to make cheese even from a kosher. Again, I'm just telling you these shittas because they exist, but in Shulchan Aruch they don't carry the day. Because Shulchan Aruch paskins only if it's a nevela, it's a bottle. The cave of a nevela, not. So you have this shita of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and there's a Tosas Rid on page 10. Even though it seems to be serious in Tosas Rid, but he also writes that. He said, why can't you get cheese from Goyim? The Gemara says, because they mamed it in the four caves of Eila, Perish. Who would then bore Kavis Ksheira? Tosas Rid said even if they use a kosher animal, it's no good. So there is a shita that Dover HaMamid ain't a bottle, is any Dover HaMamid, even if it's kosher, but the Pashup Shah is, we assume, not that way. But we saw there was a day quarter in the Meiri, that was the Rabbeinu Yerucham, there's a day quarter in the Tosas Rid. And then the Hagos Maimoni on page 12 also Pashupsha is, we assume that it's more or less, it has to be Bottle Bashishim.
Yeah, but he hung with bottle.
Right, but we don't have the call of Dover Maimon. Right, but I'm showing you now the other shitas that exist. That goes Maimon in the bottom of page 12. So he says, "Amapin or a cave of Yishba Benosin Tam Harizu Asura." Bimneisha Haya im or a cave of Dovro Shulheta Maseilo Hamid the Shai Bashishim. So he says, the only reason why the Mamid or cave is mutter is because you had something else. There were two things that were mamid. Zev Zagorin. Something that was kosher. And so it was not a meat product at all. And then there was a meat product also put into the milk. So the two things were garim. So then zevz garim is mutter. So then mamid is okay. But the inference is that if you didn't have the zevah zogorim, it would be aser, even though it was just a regular piece of meat. Okay, so all these shitas are very, you know, they're interesting that these shitas exist, and I told you that the Rabbeinu Yerucham even made it into the Beis Yosef, on page 14. That's something if you make it into the Beis Yosef. It's even something more if you make it into the Shulchan Aruch. On page 14, he says, we talk at the Rabbi Yerucham, much closer Rabbi Yerucham, din hakeva v'or l'ami bog vinos, or came pshitud osa bein mikshay bein nevela, divrei akol, shabosu b'cholov. Yivri k'shachat, shakot, mabit hagvina lo botel, chay nira ikir, ficha osu gvinos, mabit or keva. Mabit or kshay nami lo botel, he says, they say that the Rambam says it's not really the Rambam. Rambam is machmir, so it's not the Rambam, someone else. Okay, so that is the yeah, okay, so that's the. So I just wanted to show you those the Encyclopedia Talmudis has a whole discussion. He quotes all these sheetas. Okay, but the halacha we assume we do not that way. Okay, so now I mean that was the end of this. So now we're going to talk on packet 8, Gvina Sakum. So there is a halacha that you cannot buy non-kosher. You can't buy cheese from a goy, even if it's made from kosher ingredients. So why is that? Even if it's made from kosher ingredients. Chazal made an isser of Gvina Sakum. So why did they make this isser? So here, it's hard to read here, this has to be redone, these pages, and Chav Tess of the Vase on page 1. It says, because the Goyim, Mivnei Shem Habino, also became us Egle Avodas Kachom. Maybe they put it in a tray stomach that was used for Avodah Zarah. And there are other. You know, so Chazal made a low plug. So if you look here. Here, look on page 5. In the Rambam. Also, Lahamid Hagvina Bora Keva Shel Shkuta. Vimhemmi Toem Es Hagvina. So it's Batal Shishim, it's Mutter. Aval Mabin Bora Keva Shnevela. However, Mabin Dover Asim Neatzmo. Then it's not Batal because. Says because of this reason we ask it all gvina sakum, because in other words, because maybe it was the mamid was an avela. So chachamim asked it everything. And if you look, that means that even if you have cheese that's kosher, it's an unbelievable thing. Listen to this. Even though you have cheese that's kosher, totally kosher cheese, but they made a gezeira. They made a gezeira that you can't have any cheese manufactured by a guy. We'll see what's the because of this gezeira. So that's a big thing. And take a look on page 4 in Halacha Yudalad. He says, "Gvina shemamidim usahakum ba'asovim v'vamei peris gansraf hata'inim harini karm ha'gvina ho miktas ha Whereas the Rambam says, what if they made it for sure from May Paris? The Mamid was May Paris, so that's kosher. Still also. They made a gzera, kol gvina sakum. May shemidu bedover osa, may shemidu bedover hamutter. Gzera mishum shemamidu osa bedover osa. So that's the mixes ga'inim say that. So that's a big thing. So what exactly is Gvina Sakum? What do you need to... And look at the Meiri on page 8. He says, "Mixas rabosai hay nosni bo heter." Shemizdame shemotzim min apar bedvina elasigdolim b'chabu gasvul iser hakolpanim after midu beheter zeir atu also shemidu beiser. Feim hayim mefarshim bedvina b'mokum shekutzasim osim beiser b'kutzasim beheter. Kolshem kol mokum says beheter lo. He says like this, that we saw the Rambam that even if it was made with kosher ingredients, it's still usher up to the non-kosher ingredients. But he says there are some opinions that say no, if it's kosher, it's kosher, but that's only if the whole locale only makes it from kosher. Then there's no gzeira. But if the locale, some places are kosher, some places are not kosher, then you have to usher everything. So again, there's one opinion that says that all Gvina Sakum is also. All Gvina Sakum is also. And the other opinion is that no, if it's kosher, it's okay, provided that there's no non-kosher industry in the locale. Then there was no gzera. So let me show you. Look in Shulchan Aruch for a second on page 9. It says Venus ha'akum asurim v'nishan Venus ha'borkei v'shkitosin shin v'elam afilu midu v'asabim asura. So the Shulchan Aruch writes b'feirish that even if you only used asavim, asavim is kosher, you use the kosher mamid, we still make the gzeira. If it's Venus ha'akum, it's asur. And the Ramah says, "Hey, a minute, we're in the first gather. In Lobo Mokum, Shinobu, we have to be Talmudim. In Israel, Roa, Sias, and Venus, Achliva, Mutter." So the Ramah says, but like you said, Chazan has, just like Chalav Akum, if the Israel sees it, it's Mutter, so too, what? So too, by Venus Akum, if it's overseen by Israel, so then the Xerah doesn't apply. That's the Ramah Shita. And the Shach disagrees. There's a long Shach here. And he says, it's not true. It's not like Chol of Yisrael. He says that it doesn't matter. Even if the Yisrael saw it, it's still Aser. So what makes it Mutter? The Yisrael either has to, what? Put in the Dover Hamamid. If the Israel puts in the Asavim, then it's okay. Or if the Israel owns the product, then it's not Gvinas Akum. But if the Goy owns it and the Goy puts it in, then for sure. So the Shach argues with this Ramah. Yeah, so, right, so he says, you look at the beginning of the Ramah, and the Shachov. Zalpi, Mashkoz, Vedachim, Moshe, Torah, Schachos, Chazam, Mordechai, Zafil, Yisrael, Roa, HaKaliv, Akum, Asof, Minas, Vihoga, Ein, Ogim, Bokum, Akum. Baba, Guru, Adam, Kodesh, Chum, Vina, Omer, Mishnati, Mishamas, Yisrael, Roa, so that's the Ramah, of El Emes, Nirem, of the Agudu, Lopoli, Mordechai, the Agudu, Lomani, Chazam, Indian, Issa, Shabbos. So he says that you need the Israel to what? To actually make the cheese by putting in the Dover Hamamid. So even if Israel Mashkiach is watching it, it's not good enough, the Shachos. Or he says, Mashiach is possible in Lokim Gvinas Mashach, Alpha Pishosin, Hem Shem Shagdagul Liskor, Hamehmas, and Kane Gvinas Shal Israel. But if the cheese, the milk, the rent is all owned by a Jew, then even if the guy made it, it's okay. So those are the two possible heterims. According to the Ramah, the guy could own it, the guy could do it, as long as Israel is watching, it's okay. The Shach thinks that's incorrect, and you need the Israel to what? To either own it or actually do it. So I think the Kashrus organizations usually follow the Shach and the Machmir. So that means that, I mean, I once had a Talmud who that was his job to put in the Dover Hamamid. So that means that because, so that's, so you need the Jew to be there to put it in. Well,
they
never made such a heter. You see, by Kalav Akum it says Kalav Yisrael Roeim. So Yisrael Roeim. Here they just asked Venus Akum. They didn't say Venus Akum and Yisrael Roeim. So they made him a more chomer dicker gezera. The Rambam on the page Rishnayis on page 11 says, "Mokin shkshanu roim ha'obikachalim shemirachal of the keva atzma mutolano lafa lo sagvina." Totel b'zeh ha'pirsum v'yashadaz no sen al rov. Yisa ayin. It seems that he's saying like the Ramah, that to reassign would be good enough. Rav Henkin has a tshuva. Yeah, so maybe we'll get to that. In other words, what's the source for the Rambam, and why does the Shach think the source is incorrect? He's quoting a Rishon, and the Shach is saying that he misinterpreted the Rishon. So we'll see.
According to the Shach, if the Jew owns it, so the Shach could still apply if no one's watching, if the Goy is working.
Right.
And nevertheless, if there doesn't
apply. Right. Right. It's not going to be the Sakam. I mean, look, if there's a real hashash, then you wouldn't, you know, then it would be osir else. Anytime there's a hashash, if I have a hashash of anything, I can't eat it because of the hashash. Maybe something that about kula, but no, it could be a suffix. Okay, whether you call it a suffix that about kula, okay. So the Rav Henkin, on page 14, he speaks about Renet, that's the Dovra Mamid, that's made from the Keva. So say you, the Keva is totally dried out, it's Nifsal. So the question is that okay? It says, "Amnam hey Mary b'Yisrael ha'osig vina." So, "Aval benochri harevul odiv harenad me'asavim demach me'ramah." He's saying it's nifsal, but so what? Is nifsal going to help? So there was a famous conservative rabbi who was learned. I happen to have close connection with his family. It was Rabbi Isaac Klein. Never heard of him? He wrote the... He lived where? Where was he, the rabbi? In Buffalo. Yeah, you gotta know, Zacchaeus. Buffalo. Just last night, I was at a wedding. An old friend of mine introduced me to his father. His father was the Orthodox rabbi in Buffalo. Also, Rabbi Chalap's father-in-law was the Orthodox rabbi in Buffalo. And I asked him, "Did you know Rabbi Isaac Klein?" So he said, "Of course." So he wrote a tshuva. It's not with the old conservative. They knew shachs and wasn't like So he permitted cheese because any non-kosher ingredient was nifsal. So Mela, he said it was okay. So Rav Henkin says no, but even if it's kosher ingredients, it's no good because of the gzeira. So even if you use asavim, so what? It's nifsal. That's what Rav Henkin says. Only if a Jew did it, so then it's mutter because it's not. But if a guy does it, so you have, Kraft cheese. You have Kraft cheese. And, so you want to claim that it's all nifsal, right? So he wanted whichever cheese he was being talking about, but he mounted the cheese because it's all kosher ingredients. So Rav Henkin said, but that's not true. Because it doesn't matter if it's kosher ingredients. Aval nochri halo odiv me rendered me asavin de machmir haramah. But we hold that you have to be machmir even if it's kosher ingredients because of the gzeira. So it's not going to help that it's only mutter if it's nifsal. Of course it has to be. If not nifsal, it can be real trait. Not al gzeira, but real trait. So then, if Yisrael makes it, if it's Chalv Yisrael, Chalv Venus Yisrael, that was nifsal, then it's okay. But he wanted to take a step further, and he wanted to be matter it. So that's already. But you know what's even more intriguing is Rav Shechter wrote this thing. He's speaking about the Rav today, but it's interesting. He wrote this thing about that the Rav used to be makel on this cheese. That's a big pella. He says on page, he prints it here. On page 15. He says, "Isa b'shulchanu tevilas akum asur mle mamidu osam borkev is the vela b'afilu midua." Page 16. Basovin is asura. Ramos says that's the minute. He says, "Rabbeinu haya noheg lechol beveis of vina shul nochrim shev midu be'asovin." So, of course, that's against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Rambam. Because it doesn't matter if it was Gvinas Hakum, even if it's a kosher ingredient, that's the Gzeira. So that's like, you know, so we don't accept that, Lachora. That was what Rabbi Isaac Klein wanted to say. That if it's kosher ingredients, if it's treif but nifsal, so that's okay. So that's what Hankin says, not true. So he says, V'chein homer l'talmidav shebi yeshiva. So that's what he told his Talmidim, that he would eat the cracked cheese or whatever. But he said many times the Balabatim would call him, and he would say that it's usher. And one time it happened, and on the same day that he told the Talmidim it's mutter, he told the Balabatim it's usher. So they asked him, what's the shot? So he says, it's b'china halach v'ein morikin. So I think Rav Shechter was mentioned, maybe he's following one of the other shitas in the Gemara that didn't have this gezeirah, but the Maisa, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a shtickle pella, this whole story. Shtickle pella. Oh. But the other thing in life.
What was
I don't know. Shasta told someone once that it was because of one of the other days in the Gemara. It wasn't based on the Gzeira. It was, you know, Mabidim Baor Shel Orla or Sraf Shel Orla. But It's whatever the heter is. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's against the Rambam. It's against the, no, it's a pella. Tzarkim.
Why is this? Crab cheese that Rabbi was referring to isn't there in Chashash, even of Chashash of Treif, but...
No, assuming that there... No, so say there's no Chashash, the way they made it, it's already... Right, but still there's an Isser of Gus there. The Kraft cheese, according to any opinion, it wasn't according to the Ramah, it wasn't Yisrael Roehu, and it wasn't...
No, I'm asking why, what would be the heter to eat any cheese that's not under
hashgacha? Only cheese not under hashgacha, so, right, this is a problem. Yeah. Because
of
the zeros.
It might be the bailiff. Secondly, you might not, if it's kosher, it might be not worth the decision.
Yeah, I mean, it might have all the same isurim. Yeah. But there's still a gzeira. And that gzeira is only taken care of if you have Yisrael Roei according to the Ramah, or if you have the Jew actually putting in the remnant, or putting in the Mdor Mamet or owning the cheese company.
But the point is, they could be out like farmers also.
But let's assume we know how it's made and it's not tarfus. So then mitzad that could be okay, but there's still an issa drabbana.
Right.
But if the company's owned by a year.
Yeah, so that's a different story. So there's a famous tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Schwab on page 19 about cottage cheese, soft cheeses. So cottage cheese is soft cheese, or what else? What's the famous other thing we eat? What? No, what's that? Come on. Come on. Cheese blitzes. Cheese blitzes. So there are two types of cheese blitzes in this world. There's the Hamish brands and the non-Hamish brands. So the Hamish brands, you know, they have the Hamish name and the Hamish, you know. So those are made with a mashkiach and everything, you know. But the non-Hamish brands don't have a Yisrael coming in every day to put in the Dover Mamed, the Goyisha company. So they don't have the Ramah. They don't have what? The Shach. So what's the Heter? So Moshe has this Shita, this Kula, that maybe soft cheese is not called cheese. Meaning what? Because soft cheese, even if you put in a Dover Mamed, soft cheese could become cheese even just by the heat itself. Because you don't really need the Dover Hamam. So if you decide to put it in, that's just hastening the process. It doesn't really do anything. Soft cheese. So Mamela, that's not Bechlal, the whole Gzera. Because maybe the whole Gzera is only said by cheese that needs a Mamet. But you're never going to get hard cheese without putting a Dover HaMamet in. Soft cheese, you just leave it out in a hot day in the sun, and it'll curdle. And you'll have, like, you ever take milk and put it out in the sun, and at the end of the day, you'll see it looks like what? Like cottage cheese. So it'll curl up. It's not going to look... So the Melawat, cheese blintzes, is made from... So Rav Moshe has this thing, he told Rav Schwab, that he doesn't have to tell the Balabatim that it's Osir, if they're not going to listen. You don't have to tell, because they have this heter to be so mechon, that it could be, he says, Dover ha-gvina, shev kadesh chish, amarti, kod rosh yen tam lahake, lo mosh lo isa b'chal isa gvina, the ikat tam hum dev chabimidim aso bor keva. But the Mela, so here you don't really need a mamet, so maybe the whole zera doesn't apply. But it's a chiddush to say that. It's a chiddush. So he says that his balabatim, that we're using the soft cheeses, he doesn't have to... I'm not saying it had to... I'm not really saying it had to, but any mocha. That they can be making a little soft cheese as green as hachem. Provided we know that everything is kosher.
Cream cheese also.
All the soft cheese. So the Mela, so the OU gives the heter. They follow this. And what's the... And Rabbi Gordimer wrote a whole article. Because the idea is, if you see, when you have a Hamish cheese blitz, So that means that a Yisrael was there. So that means that whatever the company is, Yisrael went there and watched it or put the mammon in. But obviously, as Rabbi Gordimer points out, whenever you're having a mashkiach having to go, then when you buy your cheese, you're paying for his plane ticket and all his accommodations. That has to be paid for. So who pays for it? The consumer has to pay for it. And that's why it's going to be a higher price. So the OU cheese blitzes that don't have mashkiach tamidi, they just have a regular mashkiach, they'll come in once a while. So that means that on a daily basis it's going to be made in a Goyisha company by Goyim, Gvinas Akum, you know, with all the Hidurim of Gvinas Akum, but relying on this kula. And the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Aruch HaShulchan on page 21, speaks about soft cheeses as well. And he asks it, let's see if we can find the line. What page? Yeah, this is what page? 21. On the left side. Kazayin. I'm a Dina in Afghan culture. I feel in Borahush, I'm a Binum. Peter Osuk, Moshekot and Rambam. I feel Chobadinim and Binim. Osim de Shagbina, Sur, and Minion, called Domin Nip, Serkazum Yip. Zagam Gvina Chamam Cholov, the Cholov Isu, Mishum Cholov Chame. I'm a Gvina Sansu Vinion. He said, Zion Gamsha, Mamin, what's up, Bor came. So therefore, even if it's in Siabesh Ka'ates, it's still Osir, right? Because, right? Oh, yeah, then he says, O Gvina Pshuta Shalanu. That's it. Gvina pshuta. The end of Tezayin on page
12.
Soft cheese is also here. Also. So Rav Moshe said to Rav Schwab, I'm not giving a heter, but you don't have to yell at the Balabatim for doing this. You don't have to yell at the Balabatim. But the hard cheese is and that's why, the ones that are under OU, that are not Hamish brands, are relying on this cooler, and they're cheaper, because then you don't have to pay. Mashkiach can come once a yovel. But here, you have to come every day, because you have to, because it's Goyisha, according to if you follow the Shach, whatever, or even the Ramah, even if you're not, the heter is that even if you mamed it, but since you don't have to be mamadit, that's not called cheese. Because it can become cheese by itself, by the sun. You don't have to be mamadit. So even if you decide that you are being mamadit, but you don't have to be mamadit. So that's okay. So Rav Moshe said there's a svara to be makel with that svara. And the Aruch HaShulchan didn't, so that's Rabbi Gordimer's article, why say cheese, that he writes here, it's cheaper, you don't have to pay for the mashkiach, but if you get a Hamish brand, then, but if it's a Hamish company, it might not be too, so I don't know where they're located, the Hamish, have Hamish companies, so, there's definitely room to say that to be machmir in such a thing. Because it's a svara, you know, it's a svara. You can say, you know, but svaras are svaras, you know. It could be a nisid rabbanon. Each time you eat cheese blitz, you can get malchus magnus, for violating. So now we're coming up to Shavuos. We have to know the halachas. Someone once wrote a sefer on the Yoni Shavuos, so somebody was a little bit cynical. He said, what is the sefer called? Achilas cheesecake gilchasa? So cheesecake, you have to know the halachas of cheesecake. You have to know what bracha to make in cheesecake. It's not so pashut. What bracha you have to make in cheesecake. And then you have to know, is your cheesecake really kosher? Or your cheese blintzes? So you have to get ready for Shavuos and have the... Right, so it's
about...
There's a lot of people who talk about the bracha, cheesecake. So that's the...
Cream cheese is called soft cheese or hard cheese?
Cream cheese?
Yeah.
Cream cheese, is that sore? I don't know if that's sore.
I'm saying the OU relies on this for the whatever, the Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? I'm not involved with Philadelphia. What?
No,
I don't know. But the soft cheese, when you use cheese blintzes, that's soft cheese. Cottage cheese, that's soft cheese.
I think the okay also provides regular, like not kosher bread. And just that when it comes to the luxus of waiting 6 hours by cheese.
6 hours we're not up to. We're going to get to that. That's coming attraction.
Our definition of hard cheese is much more narrow.
Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to come to that. Okay. And the Machlokas Ramo, if you want to see, that he quoted the Sefer Agudah. But the thing with the Rav is still a very big pella. So, I don't know. I told you, this prominent conservative rabbi was Wakel. But Rav Henkin said it's not correct, because if it's Nifsal, then it's no different than Asavim, but Asavim is also Asa. If you say like the Meiri, then who says we hold like the Meiri? The Meiri has as far to say that if the whole locale doesn't use treif, then there's no gzeira, but that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch, because it doesn't seem that we follow the Meiri Shita.
Well, Shulchan Aruch goes calling on that. He said even if the whole Medina...
Right. And then that's the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And even to be machmir on the cheese blitzes is not a crazy chumrah. You know, it's not a crazy chumrah to say that you want to get a hamisha brand of people go away for Pesach with these questions. You go away for Shavuos, you can have questions too. and the discussion of the Ramah, the Shach, is the Sefer Aguda. Page 12. You watch the Paris in your tchum, I'll watch the Paris in my tchum. So the Ramah said, you see that you can have the Gedolim Amatir, Adam Kone Gvinos, Vakusi Misakim B'Shabbos, Yisrael Roe. So it's okay. Yisrael Roh is good enough. Rav Mechur, but it's mutter. So that's what the Ramah quotes, that Yisrael Roh is mutter. So the Shach says that that's not the... That's not what he's talking about. In other words, he's talking about, you know, Hilcha Shabbos of, you know, he says, he quotes this, he says that Be'emes, he writes on page 9, and the first word of the line is Be'aval. Be'emes nirlofina da. Dagudu lo poliga mordechai. Dagudu lo ma'ari hasam al indian isu Shabbos. Kachzi kotsiv dinzim secha Shabbos. V'lo bovos kachovim. Kama gvinas. Elvade lo ma'ari midin isu gvinas ovi kachovim. Hefshad v'emes a gvinas asuris mishum gvinas akum. El mishum Shabbos mutorim. Nachminu mnukum lukos schum. He never says it's. He's saying, in other words, can you do this thing and tell the to buy gvin on Shabbos and the Omer Adam l'chaveir shmolik. Yeah, hitir gedol Adam hakone aser gvinos al schum echad akusim sakla b'Shabbos. In other words, he's going to pick up. He's going to get these cheeses that were made by a goy, and the kusi is going to make them on Shabbos. So it's the shayla of mekach memkar. So, but he doesn't say anything. He just picks it up. So it's that mutter. So the shach says he's just talking about altochas. Yisrael roe ve'edu v'dabri. It doesn't make it mutter. It makes it mutter al mekach memkar, but it's still treif. So he'll give it to his, giving it to his non, his neighbor, his non-Jewish neighbor, wants him to pick up for him or something like that. He never says it. He's just putting al silchas mekach umemkar. And if Israel doesn't say anything and he just picks it up, so he's not doing a mekach umemkar. He just watches, and he doesn't say, you know, without any. So then it can be mutter al mekach umemkar. But not als kashrus. Als kashrus takas the lasa. So what are you buying it for? So you're buying it for your Gaishan neighbor. And the Ramah says no. Because the context here is the Mecca, it's in Hilcha Shabbos, the context of the Mecca Chomemka. It's not saying so the Ramah is saying, but he must mean that it's mutter to eat also. That's why you're getting it. So the Ramah says Yisrael Roei is good enough for this. And the Shach says, no, the Jew has to put in the rent. I tell you, I had a Talmud who worked for, he worked, he got a nice job to put in the Dover Hamamid. That was his, to go away before he was married, so he was able to go away during a time that was, Yontif time or something like that. He made some extra money putting in the Dabar Hamam.
The Shach thing is, I finish it, is that, I mean, if Yisrael sees it, then it's Mutter Alf Mekach America, and then he's allowed to sell it.
Right, so then he's not. No, it's not that he sees it. Pshat is Eino Medaber. It's not so much the Roa, it's the fact that he's.
He doesn't. Therefore,
it's Mutter.
So, what's that? He wants to sell it to the
Ori. But the Shah says, but then you can't eat it. So, what are you getting it for? So, you get it for your Goyish neighbor. But he's just saying, Al Hilchas Mekach Memkar. So as long as you don't, you'll pick up, you'll pay later. You don't say, okay, I want to buy, Israel, he could have just said Israel, Eino Bedaber. Roa Veino Bedaber is just the way of phrasing it. Roa Veino Bedaber means to say Eino Bedaber. It's not so much about the Roa.
It's like according to Ramah, no, at that point, Israel
has to be wrong.
According to Shach, and even though the Israel is there, Avovin is still not also.
Because he didn't speak it.
Participate.
Right.
He didn't speak.
Right. So that's the question, how you learn this Agudah. Whether you hold like the Ramal, or you hold like the Shah. Okay. I think Rav Shechter said the Rav was relying maybe on another day in the Gemara, but it's still a Pella. Even if it's relying on another day in the Gemara, the Mice, it's against the Rambam, against the Shulchan Aruch, against the standard, you know, poskim that he himself would subscribe to. So it's hard, this whole, I don't know, this whole thing, this whole shmua, this whole, you know. Because this is, so that was in the conservative movement, that was Rabbi Isaac Klein's tshuva.